Ja, hallo und herzlich willkommen hier bei Headlock auf Patreon. Ich begrüße euch zu einer weiteren Ausgabe von Call Up, unserem Interviewformat. Und wir haben heute wieder einen internationalen Gast bei uns, nämlich niemand Geringeres als die erste WXW Women's Championess, Killer Kelly.
Hallo.
Great to have you on the show.
Thank you.
And even outside it's freezing cold and... thank God here in our little interview room in the wrestling academy, it's pretty warm and comfy.
Yes.
So I just said, I introduced you as the first WXW women's championess. So how does that feel?
Well, it's an honor. It was the greatest feeling ever. Like for me, coming from Portugal and coming from a small wrestling scene, and coming here to WXW and then... after 3 months, becoming the first ever WXW Women's Champion is surreal.
Walk us a bit through the day when you heard that you become the WXW Women's Champion. You must be absolutely excited, and or you might, because originally, at least for us fans, it wasn't that planned. It was originally planned to be Melanie Gray versus Sasha Moth Martina, and then you kind of got into the mix there.
Yeah, I was shocked. so shocked. Because I went there to the venue and then it happened. so yeah, it was a big shock, but I was very happy, obviously. And then 1, 2, 3. Yeah, it was amazing.
How was this moment when there actually was the 1, 2, 3? So that you just said you're not only shocked, must be exciting. And we all have this picture of you in mind, like when you had tears in your eyes and we were crying. That must be something really special for you.
Yeah, it was. I was trying really, really hard not to cry.
Yeah.
But yeah, I cried, obviously.
Yeah.
But it was like a cry, like me holding the tears, like, I'm so happy. I will not cry. No, I'll cry. Oh. So yeah, it was very, very special. And I was very excited. Like when I heard the 1, 2, 3 and went out of the ring and I went to the crowd, I was like, oh shit, I'm sorry, can I?
Of course.
Okay. I'm the champion. Whoa, what the hell? So yeah, it was super weird.
How did your colleagues backstage reacted on that? And especially your boyfriend, Rafa, who's also a wrestler here at WXW. So how was their reaction?
They were very, very excited. Like the moment I came out, I had to be in the gorilla position for like a few seconds, like to relax. And then I came out and everyone was like, congratulations, oh my God, we're so happy. And a lot of hugs, a lot of high fives. Yeah, everyone was very, very excited. And then Rafa came from the venue to the backstage, like running for me. And the photographer, Janice, was like, we have to take picture. And I was like, yeah. And then Rafa was there. Oh, I want to congratulate you. And I was like, too many stuff. Thank you. Photos. Anyway. It was surreal. And
okay.
Yeah.
So when you look back, were you happy with your match, with your performance you put on there? How was
the
match there?
Yeah, it was amazing. Like every match with Melanie Gray is awesome. I love her, and I love her as a heel. She's amazing. And our match was like very, very quick.
Yeah.
So when the 1, 2, 3 hit, it was like unexpected.
Yeah.
So I think we delivered, and yeah, it was great.
Yeah, especially speaking of delivering, you also delivered a huge crossbody from the top rope there. And I was like, when you were standing up there, I was like, oh my God, oh my God. how was this moment? I mean, this is like really high up there. And as you said, like after, you're not that experienced. And I've never seen you doing this kind of stuff before.
Exactly. And it was like, it was a moment thing. Like, I only trained that, or I only did that in Portugal once.
Okay.
And I was like, okay, maybe I'll do this. I haven't trained this for a few years, but yeah, whatever. It's a title match.
Yeah.
So when I was up there, I was like, oh, that's high. Oh my God, I'm going to kill myself. Well, whatever.
Because for me as a fan, it looked like, you know, like when you're in a swimming pool and you're like all the way up there and you have like this first moment, I'm going to jump. And then you don't? And then, okay, now I have to do that.
Exactly. And it's, and the pressure. It's like everyone was looking at me.
Of course.
And I was like, okay, I really have to jump. Oh, well. Let's go.
Well, but anyway, all went good. You also did the spot against Tony Storm as well.
Oh, and it was tougher that time. Really? Because it was even far away. I was like, okay, it's a match against Tony Storm. I will not hesitate. I'm going to throw myself in. And I almost killed Tony. Well, she took my championship, so.
Fair enough.
Fair enough.
you just spoke about Melanie Gray. Like, what's your relationship? Especially, you probably you both met each other in the wrestling academy here as well. What's your personal connection there?
It's awesome. I love Melanie Gray. As I said before, she's amazing. She's I don't even have the words to say. She's really, really cool. She's a very cool person. Like yesterday, we had a training, and we hugged, and I jumped to her lap, and she was a little bit cold, with a cold, so she was coughing a lot, and I was like, "Oh, Melanie." we have a good relationship. Okay. Yeah. But not in the ring.
Not in the ring, of course not. You also mentioned your match against Tony Storm at Back to the Roots, where you unfortunately lost your belt. Yeah. And did you notice there were some boos against you?
Oh, yeah. During my entrance, there were a lot of boos. And I was like, oh, okay. I continued smiling. And then some people were chanting, Killer Kelly, and reaching for the hands. And I was like, yeah, okay, now I'm back.
But were you surprised that actually people were booing you?
No, it wasn't. I was expecting that because it's Tony Storm. Okay. I was like, okay, Tony, it's the biggest star here. So she entered first. Everyone was like, oh, Tony. And then my music hit and I was like, of course I will get boos. But then I started hearing them and I was like, oh, okay. Okay. But then people cheered. And it was like, it wasn't even because it's Tony Storm, but people were chanting for me and it felt great.
Okay. How did you see the match? So were you happy with the match? And also, not with the outcome, but how the match turned out itself?
Yeah, I was very, very happy. Very, very happy. Like, me and Tony had a connection. Like, we clicked.
Yeah.
Like, it was our first match ever. It was the first time, like, that I did anything with Tony, not even backstage. Like, it was the first time. So we connected very, very well. And I was so happy with the outcome. Like, she's one of the best for a reason.
Yeah.
And she really, really brought, like, something out of me.
Yeah.
It was amazing.
Yeah. Even as a fan, I could feel like there was a great chemistry between you two. And I think that's always something difficult to have in the ring. And and also, like you said, Tony is nowadays like one of the probably five best women's wrestler in the world. What did you learn from her maybe during this match? And maybe did you talk after that or something?
Yeah, we talked. She was very happy with the match, as I was. But yeah, during the match, I felt something different. Like, because we clicked so much, I was more at ease in the match. I was more comfortable.
Yeah.
So it allowed me being me.
Okay.
I don't know if I'm making any sense, but I was super comfortable. So I think I did better because of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you were a bit more relaxed in the ring. Yeah. And
Feeling the pressure. Like, I felt the pressure of being Tony Storm, but when I hit the first kick and I ground and pounder, I was super comfortable. I was not thinking, oh, it's Tony Storm. I was thinking, oh my God, This is going well.
Well, that's the way it has to be. And you also, like, the next day, you were at the Shotgun tapings as well. So without spoiling anything here, of course. Like the venue itself. I mean, this was from the big Turbinenhalle in Oberhausen the next day to the small Clubbahnhof Ehrenfeld. It was such a contrast.
Yeah, it's a contrast in the size of the venue, but the crowd was crazy as well. So I only heard like the screams and people chanting, and it was almost the same.
Yeah.
So I felt amazing there as well.
for me, this club always feels like going back to the old WXW days, mm-hmm. where they were like really having these smaller venues and a lot of people were really packed in front of the ring.
Yeah, but that's great. I love that. I love going to the ring and then pushing people like, hey, excuse me. Okay. No, it's awesome. Yeah.
Yeah. The way it has to be. I mean, that is something that makes WXW special. And
yeah.
What's the things that you connect with WXW over your stay here?
How come?
Just in general, what's the things that make WXW a bit different from other promotions?
Oh, like everything, like the production, even in the small venues, the production is surreal. The trainings, like everything. WXW is super, super special, and I made my goal coming here for a reason. So I was in Portugal and I was looking for flights and for the training.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, I really, really have to. Like, it was a thing in 1 year in the making to come here to train.
Okay.
And when I spent here 1 week, I fell in love. Okay. Like, I did an academy show and I fell in love with the academy show.
Yeah.
So I didn't even think about the big venues and the big shows, but once I did them, I blew my mind.
Yeah.
Like my first match was at Femme Fatales.
Yeah.
My first match here.
It was in October, I guess.
Yeah. Amazing. It was great. Like WXW really stands out. Like for me, it's the biggest European promotion. Mm. Like, it's awesome. Yeah.
So in one word.
Awesome.
Awesome. So you said that for you coming here was 1 year in the making. So at what point of your career did you decide, okay, I'm going to go over, I have to break out of Portugal so that I can learn more? Mm-hmm. And then how was the process of finding WXW and also, like, I mean, that's a huge step from going to Portugal to Germany. It's like a different language, a completely different country, completely different culture. So how was this whole process?
Well, in the last 2 years, I started like really, really focusing on wrestling because I was thinking, oh, I'm 23. Yeah, I'm 23. My goal is to go to the WWE, of course, like, every wrestler's goal is to go to the WWE. I have to do something about it. I can't just send like a CV to WWE and please pick me. And then I started, it was actually, yeah, I started seeing like academies 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. And my head training went to Landstorm Academy.
Okay.
And I searched for it, but it was super expensive. Mm. And 3 months there, and I thought, oh, Jesus, I don't have the money for this. Okay. And then I saw some in the UK, and I wasn't that interested.
Okay.
And I'm honest, I didn't know WXW before searching for WXW. Like, my boyfriend knew, a lot of colleagues of mine knew, but it wasn't, like, a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
And then I searched like European wrestling schools, and then WXW appeared, and I was like, oh, Jesus, this is amazing. They have an apartment. They have like a structured training course. Yeah. This is amazing. And I started like putting this idea myself, like, I have to go to work. I have to gather money and I have to go there. And for me, it was like a done deal. I thought, me going here to WXW, I'm sure that I'm going to love it and I'm sure I want to move there.
Okay.
Yeah. And then I started planting the seed to my boyfriend as well.
Okay. So you were the initiator behind this.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. 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 Because he was very, he is a very, he doesn't believe in, how can I say this? I'm only thinking in Portuguese. He doesn't want to make like risky decisions.
Yeah.
I'm more like it. Okay. I'm like, I'll go there and I see what happens. And he's more like, no, we have to wait. We have to do this and A, B, C, D, and E, whatever. Yeah. So I was like, no, we have to go. We have. And then I only could take 1 week off of my work. So I spent 1 week. And I was checking with him, saying, oh, it's amazing. I love this. Walter is amazing. Oh, Thatcher. Oh, my God. Ah, I love this. And he then quit his job to come here for 1 month.
Okay.
So he spent here a long time. But once I arrived here at XXW March, I made my decision. I wanted to live here. I wanted to be a part of XXW.
Okay.
So, yeah. And then he came back. We talked about it. We saved a lot of money, and then we came in September.
Okay.
So, yeah.
That's crazy. What did friends and family say when you say, okay, I'm going to go to Germany now? See ya.
Well, I said that like 1 month before coming.
Okay, so
it was a plan. Yeah. It was the plan. Like, everyone in my wrestling school in Portugal knew and were very, okay, you guys have to do it. But some people were like, oh, you're choosing Germany over the UK?
Yeah.
And me and Rafa were like, yep. And we are right.
Okay.
You're going to see that because the UK is flooded with people, with wrestlers, with everything. Like, if me and Rafa went there, we wouldn't have the same opportunities.
Yeah.
And we wouldn't be in the same place that XXW is. Like, this is the most amazing place to be in Europe. And yeah, I told like 1 month prior, and they were like, oh, you're crazy. You're a graphic designer. Stay here. You have a good job.
And yeah.
Nope. I have to live my dream. I have to go over there.
Okay.
And yeah, they had to accept it.
But you've also, would you also have gone alone if Rafa was saying, nah, it's not for me?
It's, I don't know.
Okay.
Like, that's a tough question. That's really tough. Like, I don't know. I had like the eager, like the hunger to come here and to really make it. But if I was alone, maybe it would be a little bit difficult.
Yeah.
But who knows?
Yeah.
I don't know how to answer.
You also mentioned the training with Walter and Timothy Thatcher here. What do you like about it? And maybe also, like, how was the first training here?
It's amazing. Like, Walter and Thatcher are amazing. Like, I don't have words for it. Like,
okay. It's
amazing. Like, they do the type of wrestling that I like.
Okay.
And it's amazing. Like, in March, my first training, I loved it. And then the whole week, it was amazing. And then I came here, and then my first training was with Walter and Thatcher.
Yeah.
When I moved here. And it was amazing. And I love every training with them. Like, it's all that knowledge, we can have like a training only doing like basic spots and basic headlocks, whatever.
Yeah.
But it has like a lot of knowledge behind it, and I don't know. It's great. Like, okay. Every training that I go, I love it.
Okay.
I go home and I feel fulfilled. Yeah.
That's good. That's awesome.
Yeah.
How's the Portuguese wrestling scene? Is there one? Because for me, as a German wrestling fan, I have never heard anything about Portugal wrestling scene. So
it's super small.
Okay.
Like, we had a promotion which is APW. It was the first one, and we had like a big wrestler, which name was Tarzan Taborda.
Okay.
But it was like a long, long time ago, and he trained my trainer and two more that are a part of my promotion, Wrestling Portugal. So nowadays we have Wrestling Portugal, which is the biggest one.
Mm-hmm.
It's only Portuguese crowd. Like, the trainings are very, very good because of the head training, Bruno Bembre Brito,
okay.
Which was trained by Lance Storm.
Oh,
like,
right.
he has, like, a great mind for wrestling. He's amazing. I love my trainer. I owe everything to him. Like, he's really, really good. But the thing is, it's only Portuguese and people who don't want to make wrestling as a living.
Okay.
Yeah, and then we have two more promotions, like CTW, who brings a lot of foreigners.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a big company, which is, it's not a big company, like, they do big shows, like, with, they brought Juventud Guerrera, Chris Masters, Carlito, it's World Stars of Wrestling.
Okay.
And they went to Brazil as well. But it's only, like, a one-off.
Mm-hmm.
But in Wrestling Portugal, we have like one show every 2 months, and we have storylines. We have a great booker, like he studied for it, like it's very, very good.
Okay.
But it's Portugal. Yeah, it's not like do you know Janice, the photographer?
Yeah, yeah.
She went there to photograph, like even before me and Rafa coming here to live, and we met there.
Yeah.
It's very, very small, but we don't have a lot of fans in Portugal, like wrestling fans. Not like the here in Germany.
How many fans are at the shows there?
We have like between 100, 120, which is good, but it's not good enough.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Yeah.
Especially not to make a business out of that.
Exactly. Yeah, it's not a business. It's a small business, very, very small.
Yeah. Are there connections to you just mentioned England, you mentioned Lance Storm, are there connections to other wrestling promotions? I mean, just to have like a talent exchange or something?
No, unfortunately, no. We tried like a few years back with a Dublin promotion. Mm-hmm. I think it was DCW.
Mm-hmm.
They brought like three guys and then three of our guys went there, but no.
Are there wrestling talents from Portugal where you'd say they should do the same thing like you and maybe break out of Portugal?
Oh,
and
no, actually, some of them did. Like me and Rafa came here to Germany, but 1 year and 2 years ago, two of our colleagues went to the UK and actually have been in the Progress show.
Oh, okay.
But not the big shows, but which is the name? The Only Girl show they had. They were like the fluffer between the matches. One of him is Maru Chaves, who is like, he has a vegan gimmick. He's very vegan. And then the other is Fantastic David Francisco. They went there and they're doing good.
Okay. Sounds good. Yeah. Speaking of Progress in England, you will be with WXW in London as well and wrestling there. So how is your feeling about that?
I'm so excited. It's going to be my first time in the UK wrestling. Yeah. Not watching wrestling, but wrestling. I'm so thrilled. I cannot wait. I don't even know. I'm super afraid. Like, how will the fans react to me?
Yeah.
Like, because here in WXW, they're used to me.
Yeah.
But in the UK, I don't know. I'm so nervous and excited.
What's your opinion about the UK women's wrestling scene? I mean, we've seen wrestlers like Ginny and Sasha Moth Martina here. Do you have your eyes on there as well? So maybe that could be, as you said, one of your next steps for your career?
Yeah, I would love to go to the UK. Like, the female wrestling scene is amazing. Mm-hmm. I would love to fight. Like, I only fought Ginny, was on my bucket list. Toni Storm was on my bucket list as well. Like, one girl I really want to fight is Millie McKenzie.
Okay.
Yeah, I really want to fight her. But yeah, there's a lot of talent. I would love to go to the UK. Like, not only with WXW, but I would love to go to Progress, to Pro Wrestling Eve, to Ref Pro. I would love to, and OTT, I would love to go to Ireland.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's on my plans.
Who else is on your bucket list?
Who else? Oh, well, I have like the big names. Like, I would love to fight Asuka.
Of course.
And Charlotte. Like, they both of them are like perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect. And Toni was on the top three.
Yeah.
And I wrestled her and I went to wrestle her again. More. Who is more on my bucket list? Yoshirai. Yoshirai is on my bucket list. Definitely.
That would be a question as well. Is something like stardom or something must be super interesting for you, especially also because of your fighting style.
Yeah, I would love to go to stardom. I'm trying. I really want to go to Japan. I think it would do wonders with me. Like, next week, I had a match with Mika Lida from Wave in Japan, and I loved it. Like, it's one of my favorite matches ever. Like, we killed each other, but it was so awesome. I wanted to cry after of how happy I was. And on backstage, we hugged each other, like, thanking for the match. She was almost crying as well.
Okay.
She said, you have to come to Japan. And I was like, I want to. She was amazing. Like, I love Joshi. I love Japanese wrestling.
Okay.
I love, like, one of my favorite wrestlers is Shibata.
Yeah.
And I love it, love it, love it. I want to go to Japan.
Sounds like it, I'd say. So yeah, what's up for the future then? We mentioned England, we mentioned Japan. Do you have a plan for yourself? Is there something like, okay, in 2 years I want to be in Japan, in 5 years I want to be this and that? You mentioned like that your final goal is WWE.
I have like a short term. I want to go to Japan this year.
Okay.
I really want to, and I would love to within 2-3 years be in the WWE.
Okay.
Because I'm 25, I don't want to go to WWE when I'm 30. I'm too old now. So Japan is my first goal.
Yeah, so there's a lot of determination there. So
yes. Oh, and my second goal, no, my first goal is to capture again the WXW Women's Championship and then go to Japan.
Okay. So basically when speaking about WXW, I mentioned like guys like Walter and Thatcher, and they proclaim a certain philosophy behind wrestling.
Yeah.
And what's your philosophy behind there, and how do they match?
Ah, that's a tricky question again. philosophy, how come? Like, I share the vision of Walter and Thatcher.
Mm-hmm.
I share it a lot. Like, I love hearing them talking about wrestling or talking about how you should get out of a headlock.
Mm-hmm.
There's a meaning behind it. There's a purpose. Like, for me, what was the name? Never mind. Like, when you enter a wrestling match, your goal is to pin someone mm-hmm. or make him submit.
Yeah.
And that's what I want to incorporate in my style. Like, I'm in it to win it and not to put a... I want to put a good show, of course, but I want to make people believe that I'm kicking someone's ass. And I think I'm starting to do that. Mm-hmm. I think people are starting to believe me. And yeah, that's my philosophy. Like, and one of my goals is to be as good as Thatcher and Walter. And to be the female version of them.
Oh, well.
I would love to.
But this will to win, that was a point we always do. Like, for Headlock, we always do these live reviews. And when we talked about your match, we were like, okay, the thing we absolutely believed about Killer Kelly was that she had great determination and she had this will just to break through and to win this match. So I believed you in the last match. We spoke about goals. We've also seen Rafa with you, and he will be at the Ambition tournament.
Yes. We didn't know it.
Okay.
It was a surprise. Like, we were... Actually, it was me finding out. I was on Twitter. Like, I saw a tweet of Jacoby saying, oh, eight, we're going to reveal the card for Ambition. I was like, aw, Rafa would love to be there. Aw. it sucks because of the injury and stuff.
Yeah.
And then I went to Twitter after training and I was like, oh, Ruff is here. I called him. Why didn't you tell me? And he was like, what? You're in the mission. And he was like, what? No, I'm not. Yes, you are. Like, what the hell? Like, it was his goal. Like, his first goal was like to be on the roster of the WXW, but then he got injured. And then his main goal was to be in Ambition.
Yeah.
Like, he really wanted it. And then it's happening.
Okay.
Like, oh, Jesus.
With this kind of wrestling style, wouldn't it fit to you as well?
Yes, I would love to be in Ambition as well.
I mean, that would be something like the next step, like having like
a
women's Ambition match or tournament?
Not women's Ambition, but... A woman in Ambition. Yes, I would love to be the first woman in Ambition.
Okay, so that's a challenge.
Think about it.
That's a challenge. All right.
Imagine me against Matt Riddle.
Against Walter.
Oh Jesus! No, please no! I would die.
So. Oh well. but anyway, we all can see that you have a lot of ambition again.
Yes.
You have a lot of high goals, and I definitely wish you the best of luck for your future. And we will definitely cover that. So we'll see each other at 16 Karat again. Yes. And of course, we all wish you best of luck for WXW London and all your future matches you have.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you, guys. And before I forget it, how can our listeners reach out to you? So social media wise. And
yeah, social media, facebook.com/KellyWrestling, instagram.com/KellyWrestling, twitter.com/Kelly_WP, and please visit my store. It's killerkelly.bigcartel.com.
All right.
Thank you.
And the next time we want killer wrestling chants.
Yeah.
Like Johnny Wrestling. All right, guys. Thank you for your time. See you next time.